Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, we are coming to the third triad of the list of nine manifestations of the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5. We read in verse 22, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control." Faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Or, in the original King James, faith, meekness, and temperance. You remember that this is one fruit manifesting itself in nine aspects. I'm really not certain how important that particular fact is, but it is good to keep in mind that it is the fruit, singular, of the Spirit, not the fruits, plural, of the Spirit. And I suppose the aspect of that that is important is to keep in mind that all of these things are being developed at the same time in the lives of those who are God's children. It is the fruit of the Spirit. We have been regenerated by the Spirit. We are indwelt by the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit is being formed in our lives. That does not mean that all nine aspects of this fruit will develop at exactly the same pace. It is possible to have a greater manifestation of one than another, but I do not think it is possible to have one or more in some degree and at the same time one or more in no degree. If it were the fruits, plural, of the Spirit, you could deal with them all individually and you might have seven and not two or six and not three, but since it is the fruit of the Spirit, singular, it's all there. It's more like a flower with nine beautiful petals that unfold. You don't have a flower unless the flower unfolds all of the petals, but it is true that a flower may break out of its bud and some of the petals may be initially in greater development than others. I suppose that's a decent analogy. I'm not a gardener, so maybe I shouldn't have said that, but I think that would be true. However, there's no way to study the ninefold fruit of the Spirit except to look at each of the nine manifestations individually, as we have been doing on this broadcast and will continue doing as we come to the last triad. And so in some respects, it does look like we're talking about nine fruits, plural, rather than one fruit singular with nine manifestations. But I think it is important that we keep in mind that all nine are interrelated and connected because it is all part of the fruit of the Spirit, and therefore all are present in some degree in every genuine believer. But it can also be said at the same time that none are fully developed in any believer. All are present in some degree in every true believer, obviously not in the lives of those who are counterfeit professing believers, but all are present in some degree in every true believer in Christ, but none are fully developed in any believer. We have to wait till we get to heaven. Nobody has perfect love, perfect joy, perfect peace, perfect long-suffering, perfect kindness, perfect goodness, perfect faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. We don't have any of these things perfectly until we get to heaven. But it is also true that some are often and usually better developed than others in every believer, and one believer may have some manifestations more fully developed than another, and the other may have ones more fully developed that the other believer has in a lesser degree. You understand what I'm saying? But all of them ought to be present. All of them will be present if we are truly saved. And we ought to be conscious of them all and cooperating with the Holy Spirit in seeing all of them advance in their development. Okay, having said that, we now come to the last triad, which is faithfulness, meekness, and self-control. And we start with faithfulness. And that means dependability, regardless of the circumstances. Now, this one, faithfulness, I think is the only one of the nine that raises any serious question regarding its meaning, and that's because of the underlying Greek word, pistis, and that word can mean faith, or it can mean faithfulness. And so, in the Old King James, it is translated faith. One of the developing manifestations of the fruit of the Spirit is faith. Belief, trust. We have faith in God, faith in the Word of God, and so forth. Faithfulness is another legitimate translation of the same word, and that means reliability, dependability, trustworthiness, the quality of being worthy of trust. You can see the relationship. On the one hand, you've got pistis meaning faith or trust, my faith in God, my trust in God. And on the other hand, you've got faithfulness, which is my being worthy of the trust of others. And when you look at it that way, you can see the close connection and how the same word could support both meanings. We certainly have many examples of words in English that support diverse meanings, even meanings that are more diverse than that. So the question is, what does this Greek word, pistis, mean in Galatians 5:22? Which has all of these other qualities, and I think the list of personal qualities supports the meaning of faithfulness rather than faith. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. These are personal qualities rather than faith that I exercise. These are personal qualities. I possess a measure of divine love. I possess a measure of joy and peace. I possess a measure of long-suffering, kindness, goodness. I possess a measure of faithfulness. I'm not as faithful as I ought to be, but I'm more faithful than I used to be before I was regenerated by the Holy Spirit of God. It's not the faith that I exercise in God. That's already in the past, and of course it's an ongoing thing. I continue to believe. I have believed, and I am believing. But this is not so much the faith that I exercise in God as the quality of faithfulness which is being developed in me by the work of the Holy Spirit. Pistis, the noun, using the Greek word now, is the quality of being pistos, the adjective. That's what we're trying to say, but forget the Greek for now and just think of it in terms of English. We're talking about faithfulness, which is dependability, fidelity, reliability, loyalty, honesty, integrity. All of these are possible synonyms for this word, and each one of them emphasizes a different aspect of this wonderful character quality of faithfulness. We need to be faithful men and women. We need to be the kind of people that others can depend upon. That's what this is all about. Faithful to God, faithful to our families, to our spouses, to our children, to our jobs, to our co-workers, to our community, to our church, to our fellow believers. We are a faithful person that others can depend upon. We are reliable. We are faithful. We are loyal. We are honest. We are people of integrity. A characteristic that I don't need to remind you is increasingly lacking in today's society. Harder and harder to find people who are just dependable to hire, to place in jobs. Many employers are looking for dependable employees and would gladly hire them if they could find them, but they have difficulty finding people who are truly dependable. It's also difficult to get an honest reference from a person's past job because everybody's afraid that they might get sued. So they will often pass on a vague but generally positive reference without being too specific, because if they pass on information that is detrimental and the person gets a hold of it, they might sue you. It's amazing what our society has come to now, and how we can't even pass on accurate information without the danger of it being used against us. What a society we've come to, but that's another subject. But it is getting increasingly difficult, I'm told all the time by employers, to find faithful people that you can just count on to be reliable, dependable, loyal to you, honest in their dealings. I don't know how many employers I know who have hired people to keep books or handle finances, and they've ended up stealing from them. And they get somebody else, and the same thing happens again. They get somebody else, and the same thing happens again. What happened to basic honesty and integrity? And the sad thing about this is, a lot of these people profess to be Christians. Some of them I've actually known. So-and-so, we hired them, and they embezzled from us. I say, you don't mean it. I know that person. Don't know them well, but I know them. I know a little bit about their background and family. I know that they profess to be a Christian. Yep, that's why we hired them. We thought we could depend upon them. And they've been unfaithful to an extreme degree, unfaithful. They have been less than undependable. They have actually stolen from us. They've been dishonest, actively dishonest. A shame that it should be so. It does actually, of course, call into question the veracity of that person's profession of faith in Christ. Anybody can say that they are a Christian, that they believe in Christ, but where's the fruit of the Spirit in your life? Where's the faithfulness that the Holy Spirit is building into the lives of God's true children? Too many people today seem to only be interested in what I can get. Very little sense of duty, very little sense of responsibility, very little sense that the most important thing is for them to do right and trust God, to serve God and serve the best interests of others and trust God to take care of them. What we need are more people that you can count on. We need them in our churches. We need them in our communities. We need them in society. We need them representing the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is producing people like that. And where you find a genuine Christian, you find someone who is developing faithfulness in their life. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.